billions from the suitcase they'd happened to bring with them from Sweden. Not that there was anything wrong with frittering. It just got so monotonous. Julius tried renting a fully staffed 150-foot yacht so he and Alan could sit on the foredeck with fishing rods in hand. It would have been a pleasant break, if only they enjoyed fishing. Or, for that matter, eating fish. Instead, their yacht excursions involved doing the same thing on deck as they'd already learned to do on the shore. Namely, nothing at all. Alan, for his part, made sure to fly Harry Belafonte in from the United States to sing three songs on Ulysses' birthday. Speaking of too much money and not enough to do. Harry stayed for dinner, even though he wasn't paid extra for it. Altogether, this constituted an entire evening of pattern breaking. By way of explanation for his selection of Belafonte over anyone else, Alan pointed out that Julius had a soft spot for this newer, youthful sort of music. Julius appreciated the gesture and didn't mention that the artist in question hadn't been young since the end of the Second World War. Compared to Alan, he was, of course, a child. Although the superstar's visit to Bali provided no more than a speck of colour in their otherwise dull grey existence, it would prove to affect Alan and Julius for a long time to come. Not because of what Belafonte sang, or anything like that, but because of what he brought along.